This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Big, big week. My gosh, a lot going on. President Trump will be in Mandan on Wednesday. And I'm feeling like a lightning bolt is about to hit me if I say at the Tesoro Refinery, Todd. Because it's not the Tesoro Refinery anymore.
It's going to get called that for quite some time, but... Yeah, I mean, they're changing it. They're in the process of changing the name over. It's going to drag into 2018. We're not going to. They're still calling it the Sorrel.
Well, here's a text from a listener saying the signage is going to change over the next year. So if the signage hasn't changed yet, I'm okay saying it.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Complete by June or July of 2018, the name change done to make all employees feel part of the same team. Because Endeavor has been buying other companies, and the name changes to bring all the companies under one new name. Oh, good. Let's sing Kumbaya. Should we? Grab my hand. Kumbaya.
Yeah, well, boy,
we have the same name. Kumbaya. Yeah. I'm glad. We want everybody happy. We want everybody happy.
Now, somebody's still going to be calling it the Sorrow, even though it's changed. It's like people calling it Mary College here, for crying out loud. It's been the University of Mary for how long?
Exactly right. All right. So this hour on the program, we're going to talk a little water management. Now, there's a topic you want to get your arms around. And Levi Otis will be here from the Ellingson Company to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the president's tax reform plan that he'll be here tomorrow to stump about. James Pinkerton from the Rate Coalition will be here to talk about that. Just got a text from a listener saying, is there any way we can at least go to the airport and see President Trump land and the plane? And I'm adding the emphasis in my voice, but I can feel it in their question. And my answer is, yes, do it. Go to the airport. Watch Air Force One come in. Get as close as you can. Maybe you get a little wave. President's always very good about that, if you'll notice, when he lands anywhere. Even at Andrews, where they see him all the time. He'll get up on a step or, you know, like get above the truck and wave. So go for the wave, if for no other reason. Okay. We also have a little bit of breaking news prior to our conversation with Levi from Ellingson, and that is DACA. You've been hearing a lot about DACA, and it is... It's basically action related to President Obama, you may remember, like he did with so many things, not getting his way with Congress, and so they're just unilaterally acting without any regard for the Constitution. None whatsoever. All right, so now you have a bunch of states that are wanting to sue over this. Who could blame them? And it's another mess of the Obama administration that needs to be cleaned up by the Trump administration. So there's been a lot of, you know, I guess, hand-wringing over what are they going to do? What will happen as a result of this? Stepping to the podium to answer that question once and for all right now is the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions. Let's find out together here, okay?
Now the Attorney General.
Okay. Good morning. I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded. The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program to 800,000 mostly adult illegal aliens. The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch. The effect of this unilateral executive amnesty, among other things, contributed to a surge of minors at the southern border that yielded terrible humanitarian consequences. It also denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans by allowing those same illegal aliens to take those jobs. We inherited from our founders and have advanced an unsurpassed legal heritage, which is the foundation of our freedom, our safety, and our prosperity. As Attorney General, it is my duty to ensure that the laws of the United States are enforced and that the constitutional order is upheld. No greater good for the overall health and well-being of our republic than preserving and strengthening the impartial rule of law. Societies where the rule of law is treasured are societies that tend to flourish and succeed. Societies where the rule of law is subject to political whims and personal biases tend to become societies afflicted by corruption, poverty, and human suffering. To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here. It's just that simple. There is an open, that would be an open borders policy, and the American people have rightly rejected that. Therefore, the nation must set and enforce a limit on how many immigrants we admit each year, and that means all cannot be accepted. This does not mean they are bad people or that our nation disrespects or demeans them in any way. It means we are properly enforcing our laws as Congress has passed them. It is with these principles and duties in mind, and in light of imminent litigation, that we reviewed the Obama administration's DACA policy. Our collective wisdom is that the policy is vulnerable to the same legal and constitutional challenges that the courts recognized with respect to the DAPA program, which was enjoined on a nationwide basis in a decision that was affirmed by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Fifth Circuit specifically concluded that DACA had not been implemented in a fashion that allowed sufficient discretion and that DAPA was foreclosed by Congress's careful plan, close quote. In other words, the immigration law that Congress passed foreclosed this possibility of DACA. In other words, it was inconsistent with the Constitution's separation of powers. That decision was affirmed by the Supreme Court on an equally undivided basis. If we were to keep the Obama administration's executive amnesty policy, the likeliest outcome is that it would, too, be enjoined just as was DAPA. The Department of Justice has advised the President and the Department of Homeland Security that the Department of Homeland Security should begin an orderly, lawful wind down, including the cancellation of the memo that authorized this program. Acting Secretary Duke has chosen appropriately to initiate a wind-down process. This will enable the Department of Homeland Security to conduct an orderly change and fulfill the desire of this administration to create a time period for Congress to act should it so choose. We firmly believe this is the responsible path. Simply put, if we are to further our goal of strengthening the constitutional order and the rule of law in America, the Department of Justice cannot defend this overreach. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, in testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, was clear about the enormous constitutional infirmities raised by this action. He said, quote, in his testimony, "In ordering this blanket exception, President Obama was nullifying part of a law that he simply disagreed with. If a president can claim sweeping discretion to suspend key federal laws, the entire legislative process becomes little more than a pretense." The circumvention of the legislative process not only undermines the authority of this branch, he's referring to the legislative branch, but destabilizes the tripartite system as a whole. So this is not a little matter. Ending the previous administration's disrespect for the legislative process is an important first step. All immigration policies should serve the interests of the people of the United States, lawful immigrant and native-born alike. Congress should carefully and thoughtfully pursue the types of reforms that are right for the American people. Our nation is comprised of good and decent people.
As Judge Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, on the really, I think, explained quite well how they got to this spot. Don't forget, it was the Obama administration who said, okay, Congress isn't acting the way we want them to, so we'll just do this by fiat. You can't do that. And even Obama said at the time, you know, a future administration would likely unwind this. Well, they have. So for all the hand-wringing over the fact that you've got, you know, impacted the children of illegal immigrants here that have been impacted, that blame belongs on the Obama administration. Trump administration is going to get it right, and Congress should act to fix it. All right, more coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince Webkers with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there four times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct. According to the University of Finland, it's 20-year study.
Oh, wow. There's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We have a busy week this week with President Trump's visit tomorrow to Mandan and the refinery. I've been given permission to call it the refinery. Says one texter says, hey, been a Mandan resident all my life, Most of us call it the refinery. I'm safe with that. He's right. So it is
There's only one there. I mean, if you say the refinery, we're going to know which one you're talking about. It's not like you have to make a distinction.
So anyway, that's where we'll be tomorrow. And then Friday, live at the opening of the Lumen Vitae Center at the University of Mary. Next week, we will be at Big Iron. Three big days at Big Iron, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So starts on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pfeiffer's, by the way. Equipment auctions, top dollar. I want you to think about Pfeiffer's. That's right. Equipment auctions. They're doing a lot of them, a lot more of them, getting top dollar. 877-700-4099. And they have that Auction Center of North America now in beautiful steel, North Dakota. So don't forget that, okay? Just remember that. Also, our friends at Butler. We'll be broadcasting from their location at Big Iron. Make sure you stop by and see us out there next week. Should have a grand time. And of course, there's just nothing like Big Iron. It really isn't. It is 3 days of agriculture advancements, 900-plus exhibit booths, training sessions, demonstrations, countless opportunities to connect with your peers. Really is a great time. I have it on good authority. Levi and the team from Ellingson Companies will be there as well for Big Iron, and we're going to be hearing from them next week on the show, too. Levi, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing wonderful. We're going to talk a little water management today on the program. First of all, how's business? How's the year going?
Yeah, you would be surprised with the weather we've had this year, but we are well up over last year's numbers, and the interest and the memories here in North Dakota are long, and I think that just it's keeping our business rocking. We've been running full crews all spring, all summer, and it appears that we're going to be close to selling out here this fall. And our guys on the ground are saying, "Find us more work. We're going to get this stuff done." So, it's been a really fun year.
So the drought is actually increasing draintail, projects and sales for you guys.
Well, you got to remember, for the last 30 years, we've been wet, and so one dry year, a lot of the guys that are my age, we've never experienced a drought, maybe when we were 2 years old back in the early 80s, but I think that a lot people just have, the memory that dry years don't happen too often lately, and, even the guys... Yeah, I've been getting a lot of Snapchats, if you're familiar with that, social media, and my buddies in their combines doing wheat, going over tile lines and seeing the spike of your yield over those tile lines because, the ground is drier. You can get in earlier in the spring, and the roots are able to grab on versus, having a wet spring and then turning into a drought. So those guys... They're very happy, and obviously one of the busiest places we're working is northwestern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota, where they had so much rain last year and went in to the winter very saturated, and they needed to get that excess moisture out so they could plant this year. And I think a lot of guys are tired of losing crop to Mother Nature when the technology's there to help them out.
Spent enough time with growers that have seen such an incredible ROI from this investment that I have become more and more spun up about this, and it's fascinating to hear these stories. And you just gave us another one where you have the grain tile, that is in a drought situation, making the situation better. So I keep getting the great examples, keep them coming. I love it. I know we have a new North Dakota drainage law, and there was quite an effort to get that bill passed. Talk a little bit about that and the impact it's having.
Well, that was an interesting experience, and I'd share with the listeners, if you've never gone through the experience of trying to get a law passed or killed in the legislature, it's something that we should all try to go through or at least be a part of at some time in your life. But that was an interesting deal. So a number of years ago, I went out and started talking to water boards and farmers and saying, what's the deal? Where's the disconnect? Why is it so hard to get a permit in some counties and other counties, they give you the stamp of approval? It appeared that some water boards are trying to you know, be the middleman in these neighborly relationships, as we know, that exist out there, where sometimes this neighbor doesn't like that neighbor. Well, if they were showing up to a water board meeting, they would just basically say, I don't want his water. Well, unfortunately, water runs downhill. So if you're on the bottom end of somebody, you're going to get that water whether you like it or not. What some water boards are trying to do is say, hey, can't we work this out? And it's taking a period of years when it shouldn't be like that. So we went in and presented all of the facts that we have collected over the years on why permits were getting denied, and mostly the most frivolous ones. And you know, obviously, for being in business for 47, going on 48 years, we do not design pile systems and drainage water management to hurt people. And we said, you know, if anybody has these, bring them to the legislature. Let's talk it out. Let's see what the problem is, because we don't want our competitors, we don't want farmer tilers, and certainly we don't want to be putting in systems that are hurting other people. The idea is to remove excess water at a slower pace than just running it off the top. And so we went out and find some legislators that kind of understood this process and this technology, and we worked with them to really get the word out there and say, listen, you know, these people need to be able to improve their land and take care of their soil and do it responsibly without a lot of regulation and burden. And so I personally believe the rules are tight, but they're easy, right? If you play by the rules, you can get your permitting done, and the governor signed it right away, and I appreciate the help from his team and the North Dakota legislature. I mean, this thing was, it wasn't 100% vote, but it was when you're dealing with water, I was actually quite surprised on how many yays versus nays we had, and so I do give them credit, because they were looking out for our guys in the rural areas, and it's much appreciated. So,
well, it ended well, and but I still think there shouldn't be quite as much of a battle over you know, just having the right to improve land you already own. Right? I mean, that's what you're looking at.
I agree with you. You know,
you're fighting for a right to improve your own land. You own the land.
Exactly.
And
if anybody reads their Homestead Act, I mean, it talks about water drainage, right? The Homestead Act from the 1800s. I mean, this was literally a right given to a farmer's grandpa when they homesteaded it. And I don't know how we ever got away from that, but I think we're getting closer to being back there now.
All right, short break. Come back with more. We'll finish our conversation with Levi Otis from Ellingson Companies on what's on your mind, talking water management. Then we'll talk tax reform, and we have response already, of course, from the Democrats on the Dreamer Act. So stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And you know what? While they are proud of that Apache sprayer, they're also proud of the fact that they have the ET Ag Center with 50,000 parts. Meaning, if you need it, they probably have it. Think about that. On-site retail store, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. All brands of sprayers, too, not just the Apache, all brands. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, bulk hoses, and liquid fertilizer parts. They are at 1701 East Side Court across from Bonanza in Mandan. They're also south of Fargo, exit 60 across from Walmart in Frontier. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. All right, finishing our conversation with Levi Otis, who's the government affairs manager for Ellington Companies. And by the way, we mentioned the new North Dakota drainage law. There's a lot of things that have changed. So once a law changed, then it's a matter of getting you the information about, hey, this is different now. And so you know what is available in the way of options to, again, improve land you own already and the rights to do that. We're going to be at Big Iron, as I mentioned, next week. And you'll have a water rights attorney that'll be there, Levi, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Kale Van Bruggen, that has come to Big Iron a few times with us to discuss North Dakota drainage law and some other federal issues, will be there again. And we'll get him on the horn so you can hear from his mouth the legal terms, what has really changed in this law, and then we'll also be putting on a class at Big Iron so we can sit in there and discuss all of those things that you just mentioned.
All right, super. Now, one last quick question. We obviously have talked about shoring some things up at the state level. How about the feds? Anything new in that regard? And, again, rights to land improvement, land you own?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, with the president coming to the state, I don't need to tell you, and I'm sure your listeners are well aware that there's a little bit of optimism, I think, in the ag world, especially with the rescinding of Waters of the U.S. that would have just been crippling for our farmers and, you know, the energy part of our state. And now that there's some control, I think there's ways that we can get involved and help write it so it's responsible and it's not going to cost people extra money when they're out there buying their food. And that's That's kind of where I stand on the deal. So I am happy that Waters of the U.S. is gone, but we've got other issues in the state from the federal level that I believe need to be taken a look at, and our customers are the ones that are feeding us this information. And a couple of those issues are U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements. You know, a lot of these guys signed these easements in the 50s and 60s for, you know, it may have been a 3-acre wetland. Well, then tiling technology comes to North Dakota in the late 90s, and all of a sudden, you know, guys just want to farm and improve the land that they're farming, and they don't want to touch those wetlands that have the easements on them. But then the U.S. Fish and Wildlife shows up with their, you know, vests and guns and say, hey, you can't tile this piece of ground. He said, well, the farmer says, well, the easement's on that wetland. Well, look in the fine print. There's setbacks on this, right? So you can't improve this whole quarter because we paid you for 3-acre wetland. Well, that's not right. And I hope the administration takes a look at this. You know, I know Zinke from Montana. I know he's a wildlife guy. And if we've got any shot of at least making the rules more clear and more fair for the landowners in our state, I think this is the time to do it. So if he's listening, I hope he's got his pen out. I'll say that. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements, they are tough. And, you know, there's some things to work through with the NRCS and the different people on the ground in some of these counties. But for the most part, NRCS has been pretty good. Mary Portal does a nice job at the head of the state. But, you know, just one foot in front of the other and just comb through some of these issues, and we're going to get them knocked down so our, you know, farmers in North Dakota can get back to growing food, what they're here to do.
Look forward to talking about it, following this issue closely. And as I mentioned, we'll do some more next week at Big Iron. Thanks, Levi. I appreciate the update.
We'll see you.
Yep. You'll see you there. Take Absolutely. Care. Make sure you stop by the Ellingson booth at Big Iron. If you're looking to track down Levi, you can. 701-200-3427. 701-200-3427. We're calling it Ellingson Companies. All right. We're going to talk tax reform and the impacts on North Dakota. That's what the president is in Mandan tomorrow to talk about at the refinery. I mentioned at the top of the hour, we had some comments from Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, on the news today that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program will be rescinded by the Trump administration. This was put in place by fiat by the Obama administration. And not seconds after this thing was announced today by Jeff Sessions, Tom Perez, who is the chair of the Democratic National Committee, was out front of the Supreme Court hooting and hollering. Here's what he said.
We will fight as independents because immigration has always had a broad bipartisan tradition.
All right, the fireworks are...
Yeah, there he goes, yeah. So he's screaming and hollering and hooting and hollering about how it's bipartisan to not follow the law. Anyway, he usually swears in his speeches, so I had to be careful there what we did. Let me bring in our next guest and talk a little tax reform for you today. Didn't want Todd to have to work overtime along with Manny on the button. You know, I'd be careful. The Rate Coalition is a group that is out there stumping for tax reform, talking about what the president will be talking about tomorrow in Mandan. James Pinkerton joins us from the Rate Coalition to talk about President Trump's tax reform plan. Mr. Pinkerton, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yes, good to catch up with you as well. So well, first of all, what is the Rate Coalition? What is this? I've not heard of it.
The letters are an acronym for Reforming America's Taxes Equitably, R-A-T-E, or ratecoalition.com. We are a group of about three dozen corporations and trade associations, including the American Association of Railroads and the National Retail Federation, which is about one-third of America's private sector employees, dedicated to the argument that we need a corporate tax reform as part of an overall economic strategy. We think that the reality that the United States has the highest corporate tax rate in the world, and it's a good more than 10 points higher than Canada, which is a perfect surprisingly nice place to do business and not far away from states such as North Dakota, which is to say it's an option for people with money and jobs to create. And so we think that a lower corporate tax rate as part of a reform package would do a lot to attract more capital and more jobs and more growth back into the United States.
That's a pretty, you know, incredible number when you think about it, that the U.S. companies are paying the highest statutory corporate tax rate among the industrialized countries. And as you say, at 35%, 10 points higher than, you know, even our neighbors to the north, which competitively is not wise. What does that mean? What does that translate to?
Well, it means that on the margin, as a company or investor thinks about where to invest and where to enlarge a corporation, is it a better idea to do it in the United States where you get a higher tax rate or somewhere else where you get a lower tax rate? As you indicated, the average of the so-called OECD countries, that's the club of advanced economies around the world, including, you know, big countries like Canada and Japan and Britain and so on, their average corporate tax rate is around 23, and we're at 35. And in addition, unlike most countries, we have a state corporate income tax, which averages another 4 or 5%. So really, the statutory corporate tax rate for a U.S. company is about 40%, which we think is just absurd. I mean, there's a reason why other countries, such as, for example, Ireland, which now has a 12.5% corporate tax rate, there's a reason why they've done that, because if you go to Dublin, you look around and you see the nameplates and advertising for all these giant companies that have chosen to operate there. It's a competitive world, and we have to acknowledge that people with money and investments and entrepreneurship and inventions don't have to be in the United States. They can go to other countries, including now China and India, which are between them about 2.5 billion customers. So there's lots of reasons to look around the world to see where you can best operate from. And we believe that's very unfortunate for American jobs and American workers and American families.
What do you think is the best argument for President Trump here in North Dakota tomorrow and in every state that he stumps for this? What's going to sell this, do you think, so there's enough pressure on Congress to actually pass some true measurable reform?
Well, I think that the best argument is jobs and growth. I mean, the economy is doing okay. It's a little soft, and you know, there's a lot of optimism that something will happen with the Republican Congress and the Republican president that will help jobs and growth. And so there's a little bit of a momentum, if you will, in the stock market and so on the assumption that something will happen. And yet the jobs numbers are a little bit soft. And so if we want to get the reality catching up with the expectations, I think that it is incumbent on Washington, in both the executive and legislative branches, to put some results on the table so that we can say, look, you know, Mr. or Ms. Investor, Mr. or Ms. Business Person, here are some real reasons why you should remain in the United States and build and expand your companies here. It is a Main Street argument, and that's why the president is going to places like Springfield, Missouri, and Mandan, North Dakota, to underscore the point. This is for the heartland, not for the coast.
And for jobs. Jobs and wages and the overall GDP, which I think is another good argument. This isn't about the corporations getting a break. It's about you getting a break. So I love that, too. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Keep fighting. More after this, folks.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Oh, that's a way to get right to the cut right to it, Todd. Right? I think that wins the award for the most succinct answer to our question. What would you like to see in the way of tax reform? Would you like to see President Trump announce tomorrow in Manda?
Some callers can be a little long-winded. That wasn't one of them.
That's okay too. It's sure. Take advantage of it. Whatever works. But this is definitely what did he say again?
Kill the death tax.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'd forgotten there. So short it didn't stick in my brain. But he wants us to...
Kill the death tax.
Right, got it. Kill the death tax. You got that down, Todd? Can you put that in a little like poster board kind of thing.
Kill the what again?
Use it against the, use it along the motorcade tomorrow. It's the big sign that says,
kill the death deck.
Right there, there like that. Yeah, exactly right. I'm assuming
that's going to be a sticker on this show now for a while. That's
not sure what he wants from tax reform. Are you, Manny? Manny, do you know?
I'm not sure at all.
Well, let me help you out.
Kill the death tax.
All right, just wanted to let you know. Rev, are you clear? You are? Rev's not so sure. He's not so sure.
Kill the death tax.
Exactly. All right. Well, that, you know, that's one way to have it sink in. Repeat, 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 right? That's, you know, kind of politics 101.
Kill the death tax. Exactly. Kill the death tax.
Right.
Kill the death tax.
Precisely. Exactly right.
If you haven't learned anything from the show today, learn that.
And if you have any other suggestions in the 4 minutes and 20 seconds we have remaining on this program, you better call now. All right, 258-0550. Call right now. What do you want from tax reform tomorrow from President Trump, who will be at the refinery? He lands about 2:40. He speaks about 3:05 tomorrow, and he'll be wheels up probably about, what, 4:15, I guess, 4:30 maybe? And that would be my best guess. I don't know. They don't advertise the times that he's leaving, but that's my guess. And we have people that are coming in to take advantage of it. I'm very glad you're doing that. Smart move. One texter says, oh, I wish I could be there. I'd tell him to stay strong. I'd also let him know that he has many Roman Catholic priests and entire parishes in his corner praying for him. I hope you and What's on Your Mind will be there. I enjoy your broadcast with Mr. Mitchell. He makes us call him Mr. Mitchell. So
what the?
Must have gotten the memo. Yeah.
Sorry, you read too many Dennis the Menace comic strips back in the day.
Exactly right.
He was Mr. Mitchell.
Anyway, thank you for the kind comments. Welcome others.
Absolutely.
And I would suggest, here, this will be considered rogue advice. Take the kids out of school a little bit early. Get down to the airport. Watch the plane come in. Watch the motorcade leave. Find a spot along the motorcade. Just do it. It is not every day that a president of the United States comes in. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, blue, white, yellow. It doesn't matter. Green Party candidate, whatever. It's the president of the United States. Leader of the free world is in Bismarck, North Dakota tomorrow, landing right there. Getting in a motorcade, going over to Mandan. Talking about tax reform and energy jobs. Don't take that lightly, folks. Don't. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary, by the way. And I want to talk to nurses for a moment. Why'd you become a nurse? I bet it's because you have a heart for others. Or because you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession and do what you do even better. Well, at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education because they understand that desire that you have to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and, of course, increase your lifetime earnings, care for your family. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees now by the year 2020. And so at the University of Mary, they're all about making that possible for you to move forward. They have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, but caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options, an excellent education at an excellent value of the University of Mary. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. Hutchinson, Minnesota. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rick. All this stuff going on in Texas, I hope somebody's keeping track of the honesty. I hate to say it, but a lot of the crud comes up too. You know,
are you talking about Rick with like relief efforts and stuff, making sure the money goes where it's intended to go? Is that what you mean?
Yep. I don't want to hear a year from now that somebody absconded with $1 billion because there's just way too much money floating around.
I don't know about you, but my answer to that usually is to go to, you know, donate to organizations that I trust. So, like, Salvation Army is a go-to one, big time, right?
Yeah, you and me too, but, you know, I'm kind of getting down to where I want to donate to organizations that are within my county even, you know, because...
Right, sure, and then if there are relief efforts that are coming out of your local area where you live, not a bad idea. Samaritan's Purse is another one. You got to go with a good reputation. But I think you're right to worry about it. I wouldn't let it prevent me from donating, but I would let it drive me to some research to make sure my dollars are going where they have a reputation in these kind of situations of doing well. But you're right to be concerned about it, Rick. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. Preview of the president's visit, hours before it happens tomorrow, right here. God bless.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.